Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. This is part 3 of 4 of a presentation I did on the awareness of mental health, how it affects the way we think, feel, and act. In this part, I talk about the biological factors that influence mental health and what you can do for yourself and others. So what are we going to do about health, mental health? It starts with ourselves. It starts with awareness. We can't change anything unless we know about it. Okay? We can't change kids getting food over the summertime or through the school year. As we become more aware of our own thoughts, our own feelings, how we respond to others, that helps us. That's all information. Information we can use to, do we like how we're showing up? Do we want to show up better? How do you really want to feel? I'm sure none of us wake up in the morning going, I really want to feel like crap today. If not, we need to pray a little bit more, right? We need to go back to bed, say another prayer, and get up in the right side of the bed. But all of this has to do with our choices. We need to have we need to be responsible for ourselves. What can we control? Well, if you got $1 million around the world, it's like nothing, right? But there are a couple things that we can control. Our thoughts, which control, as we remember, our feelings, how we respond, and our actions. But we also have to have that little bit of space, that door that cracks open that says, I want to be open to hearing something. I want to be open to something different. Yeah. It's hard time meditating. I'm going to go back to that because I have a hard time. Oh, squirrel! You know? That's how it's like if I focus on one word, and it helps if you're in a quiet environment, in a certain space, you can't do it at the kitchen table. Like, what do you do at the kitchen table? Like this, right? So that's what our brain goes to. We have to go find someplace quiet. Okay? We have to catch ourselves when we're being needy. When we're being myself, we have to catch ourselves. Stop, time out. What was that? Do I really want to think that? Do I really want to feel that? Is that how I want to show up to the other person? Yeah. So asking ourselves those questions. Are you willing to do something different? And so all of this, we can't really help anybody else unless we're willing to help ourselves. So we're gonna help ourselves so we can help other people, right? We have a lot of people in our lives that we want to help. So we get in the mirror. Are you the cat that looks in the mirror and sees this beautiful, strong, brave tiger?
No.
Someday, we're good. We can hit the world, I'm this brave tiger. I know I look really little, I look really cute, but I can do a roar, okay? I know it's a lion, but I don't know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, we look in the mirror, and we don't like what we see. But other people don't see what that person speaking again. So we have to think about how we view other people. Do we see them? Which one do we see other people as? If we're the mirror looking back at them, do we see people as tigers? Like, they're brave, they can do it. Or do we see people as like terrible? Do you take care of yourself? The interesting thing about mirrors and doing some of this is sometimes if you are the complaining person, watch what you're complaining about. Because oftentimes when you complain about somebody else doing something, it's actually what we don't like about ourselves. So when we look in the mirror and we start complaining, and if we're my selfie, there's pieces that we can look, they're like, we don't like it. But we have to look too, we have some really great qualities. We have some really great qualities that we can grow into. We can be that tiger. We can be that beautiful. All that strength right there. Sometimes we have a hard time seeing it ourselves. And if we have a hard time seeing it, I bet we have somebody that we know that also has a hard time seeing their type of qualities, their good qualities. And so that's maybe a part that we can help. We can help shine light on somebody's good qualities. They already know enough about what they don't like about themselves. We don't have to bring it out anymore. So we saw this one this morning. We're going to go through each of these aspects, like what can we do for ourselves, what can we do for others, biological, psychological, social, environment. But it's really, really important to notice that individuals, like say all of us today, right? You're experiencing me talking, you're experiencing these other people talking, we're all in the same room, we leave. Each one of us is going to have a different interpretation in an experience. Everybody's going to take away something a little bit different. So we have to be aware, even though we might have experienced the same thing, we don't experience it internally the same way. So this is a lot true. If you, Casey and I, Casey, I don't know your background and how many people you've helped with trauma, but some trauma events. Say there's 10 people that experience the same traumatic event. How they respond, how they experience it, is all going to be different. Their trauma response is not going to be the same. How they process it is not going to be the same. Some might process it quickly. Sometimes people will bury it and try not to process it. But then if we know from this morning, it's going to come out in other ways. Mental health affects our physical health. Trauma stuff can come out in physical illness with no explanation. So all of this, what can we do? What can we do? So let's start with biological. We all had food today, right? Yummy, yummy food. Thank you, RW. Love when they cater. Okay, so for ourselves, what do we choose to eat? Well, today we had salad, we had sandwiches, we had soup, we had desserts, amazing food. So what do we put in our bodies every day?
It depends on the day.
It depends on how I'm feeling today. All of that stuff, right? So, if we're trying to do healthy, what do you think you're going to get? A little healthier, right? You put crap in, you get crap out. All right, how many? Okay, farmer. Okay. Anybody else here? Like, okay, we're in a farming field, we're rural, right? We all know.
What happens if you put gas in a diesel engine?
That's so good.
What are you guys talking? Why?
It's not good.
It's not good. Why not?
It won't run then.
Amen. You're done, right? It doesn't. That's not the right fuel, okay? The same for our bodies, except our bodies are pretty adaptable, okay? Unless you have a major food allergy, our body, you know, it's okay. Whatever you put in it, I'll use it. But are some things better than others? Anybody try, like, have to try, like, an elimination diet or, like, cut something out of their diet for a little while?
Yeah.
All right, like what? What's the main thing to cut out?
Sugar.
All right. How long does that last? Cup out of the next snack, all right? Because you know what? I'm addicted to sugar. Yeah. So I have that, right? Psychologically, I'm going to say I have to have that. Anybody have a caffeine fix too? Oh, I'm starting. Ooh, it's good afternoon. The speaker's getting really boring. I'm getting tired. I need some caffeine. I need some sugar. Okay. Psychologically, we say to do it. Does our body say? Unless we're totally addicted and we cut it out, and then what happens? Withdrawal symptoms, right?
Headache.
And then you're like, oh crap, I can't live without it. If you eliminate it for enough time, if you can get through the first 2, 3, 4 days, then what happens?
You're not dependent,
right? You know, you got over the withdrawal symptoms, good for you. Okay? But to get lasting results, you need to kind of extend that out a little bit. If you're trying to figure out if you're allergic or have food intolerances, it takes like, what, 3 weeks, they say? 21 days to be off of it? The food you eat. What kind of food are you putting in your body? How does it affect you? How does sugar affect you? If you get rid of it for a while and you have it, what happens?
Negative.
You know exactly what sugar does to you. Right? So you choose. You choose the food you eat. Okay, that's yourself. You can choose it. How about others? How can you influence other people's food choices?
My house, they don't get it, but we eat healthy.
Good. It's not there.
No, it's not.
It's not there. So how many of you are the grocery shoppers in the house? Me. I would never let, I try not to, I should say never, because never say never, because it happens. I do the grocery shopping. One, it saves a lot of money. And I only put in the food that I really want to, but then I also, you know, don't go to the grocery store hungry.
Yeah,
don't make that mistake, right? Why? Because you get food that you don't think that you actually put in your cart. But you're responsible for the food that comes into the house if you're grocery shopping. If you don't want it in your house, you don't want to eat it, it doesn't come in. Great way to influence somebody's eating patterns.
Well, the door's not locked. They can go out.
Or you want to get online? Go down the road. Go find your road. Yeah, go find your road. Okay, so that's one way. At my house, I wanted to influence my family to eat more vegetables. Anybody have any good idea on vegetables? Or had some. Okay. Offer two. So I started offering two choices. Right? Guess what? They eat more vegetables. Believe it or not, they eat more vegetables. But just having little tweaks like that. What about exercise? Same thing. How can you, you know yourself, do you feel better if you move? Your body is meant to move. If you inhibit moving for yourself, what happens?
Stiff. Use it or lose it.
Sluggish. You'll lose it. If you completely stop moving, you're dead. Because even if we might not be physically moving around, what moves around in our body all the time? All right? We've got oxygen, we've got the blood moving, now we're digesting our food.
Okay, you stop any one of those things, we get ill, or we die. So we need to move. And no, I'm not an exercise instructor, so we're not doing aerobics right now, which would be really good after lunch. But how do we influence the activities of others?
Is that a good example?
A good example. How do you do that?
Build yourself.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to be good role models in any of these things. We have to be good role models. We've got to set the example. Anybody here like walking? It's the easiest form of movement. Walking talks. I implemented that with my kids. One, because we have so many, we can't get one at one time. So hey, let's go for a walk. You know, you can hear it. You can learn a lot on a walk. You can go for a walk on by yourself. Nature is wonderful. Most of you guys, from where you guys are living, have access to this wonderful rural area. Okay? Beautiful, beautiful, not a lot of traffic. Right? Or great, there are locations that have, you can go and you can bring your buddy and you can go walk. The Superior has the auditorium, you can walk certain days. So find one in your town. Sleep, how important is sleep? How many hours of sleep are you supposed to have? 7 to 9, 8, we'll just put that one in the middle, you know, great, great. Does it matter the quality? Oh yeah. Yeah, meaning comes out when I don't get enough sleep. How does sleep affect you? What happens when you have a rough night of sleep? You wake up to the bathroom 2 or 3 times and you just can't go back to sleep?
Okay. You don't function real good the next day. You want to sleep then.
You want to sleep. Your brain's all messed up. You can't think straight. You can't focus. You get irritated faster. Well, sorry, I'm not talking about myself. You can talk about it. But this is me. You're irritable. Me comes out, short temper, like, if not good. And you get a couple of those nights in a row. I don't want to be around me or myself, let alone anybody else. Obviously, physical health, we go to our doctors, we get our checkups to make sure we're functioning. Well, and if not, how can we help that out? How can you help influence others? Please go get that checkup. Anybody here have to schedule appointments for their significant other? Yeah. Like, is that really that hard? I don't know your schedule. But here, I'll do it for you. Okay, yeah, so just different things. How are you going to help them? How do you respond to stress? We talked about that earlier. How do you want to respond to it? Go for a walk. We'll go to the environmental one, we'll go outside. Hey, 2 birds with 1 stone. Being a role model. What are some other ways we can reduce stress?
My daughter cleans.
Cleans.
Silly woman.
She needs to come over to my house, because that's not my outlet for that. It is physical activity. Now, I do have to say, I said that this morning, like, I do need to physically get some stuff out, but I'll choose to go for a walk. But cleaning? Who here can clean the house a whole lot faster when they're irritated?
Yeah.
Woo! So there's some accolades. Some things we don't really want to do, we can get done a lot faster. Right? Not around cleaning, let's just get everybody on board. Right? Everybody Peter. Without breathing, I think it's underestimated. People, we just do it. Right? It's automatic. We don't have to think about it. So of course, we run a marathon, and I'm not running a marathon anytime soon. I'm not sure how many of you are. When we get that tightness, we need to breathe. That breathing, we get tight, whew, everything just goes, we get wound up, emotions get tight, a little more irritable. And Pastor was like, take a deep breath. And we have to teach others how to do that as well. When we see them start getting wound up and they're breathing from this part of our lungs and not for the whole area, you just kind of introduce this concept of like taking a deep breath, holding it, and then just letting it all out. Some people don't realize that's a thing. And how much it can actually help. So if I don't have the bubbles at the train that's in my house, which I should know. For me, I live right by the railroad tracks, like it's that half mile or less. I know my house is here, it comes up from around here. I know when that is. So it's my own darn fault if I make it up there before it's done. Mm-hmm. But other times I'm coming home, I'm like, crap, you know, I gotta get across. Take some deep breaths. Guess what? You can do that anytime. You always take you with you, you always have your breath with you.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.